When school kitchen employees went back to work after spring break, they had no kids to feed. The mandatory school closure is keeping more than 13,000 students home in the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District. But 2 days later, the district's nutrition services department had cooked up a partnership with the district's bus contractor. Amy Rouse, nutrition services director, told the school board the program was put together in time for a first distribution on Wednesday.
Managed to put together the delivery system together in about 48 hours.
The district has a contract with the First Student Bus Company, which the district is paying for even if those buses aren't delivering kids to school. So the plan was hatched to use buses to deliver food to kids. Ryan Hinton, the district's director of transportation, says the bus drivers really wanted to do something positive while schools were closed due to COVID-19.
People are excited about the opportunity to get to serve the community during this trying time. Just a huge shout out to everyone who was instrumental in making it happen and will continue to make it happen.
The program started Wednesday morning with the kitchen staff packing up thousands of mini pizzas, fruit cups, and milk cartons. Rouse says the food is paid for by the federally funded Summer Food Service Program. The staff loads the meals onto 23 school buses that take them around the huge borough.
We were prepared to serve about 6,000. With this unique event, we have no historical data. We have no way to quantify how this is going to look or how many we're going to be able to reach.
Using the yellow school buses gives parents the reassurance that the food comes from the district's kitchens. Each bus has a driver and two or three other staff members. They head out to 42 locations across the district and are at the first places by 9 a.m. where they wait 2 hours for families to claim a breakfast, a lunch, or both for each kid who wants food, whether they're in public school, private school, or homeschooled. Then each bus heads to a second site and is ready between 11:30 and 1 p.m. Rouse says the staff is practicing social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic.
They're serving outside the bus, so there's definitely a lot of open air and a lot of open space.
The list of the locations is on the new school closure link on the district's website. And there is a separate list of restaurants involved in the program who will serve school kids a breakfast or a lunch after the district gives them proof of eligibility. The district is trying to get the word out about the program as it evolves. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.